This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The European Union's medications watchdog is due to release initial results Thursday of its investigation into whether there's a connection between the COVID-19 vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and cases of recipients developing blood clots. The European Medicines Agency has been examining 30 reported blood coagulation disorders among the 5 million people in the EU who have received the AstraZeneca vaccine. Among the considerations is whether that rate is more common than the incidence found in the general population. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it is conducting its own assessment of the latest available safety data for the vaccine, but that at this time the agency considers the benefits of the vaccine outweigh its risks. India said Wednesday it would continue using the AstraZeneca vaccine as well. Concerns about the vaccine prompted a number of EU countries to suspend its use, including Germany, France, Italy, and Spain. Meanwhile, testing is underway for modified versions of COVID-19 vaccines that aim to deal with coronavirus variants. Experts say current vaccines still seem to work against the variants and prevent the most severe forms of disease, though the evidence is limited. In the United States, Emory University Vaccine Center Associate Director Walter Orenstein said testing and manufacturing will likely take months, so now is the time to get started. Mutated variants of the virus have undermined the effectiveness of the vaccines to varying degrees. And Tanzanians are observing 14 days national mourning in honor of President John Magufuli, a prominent COVID-19 skeptic in Africa, who died at age 61. This is VOA News. A top North Korean diplomat acknowledged Thursday that the United States recently tried to initiate contact, but blasted the attempts as a cheap trick that would never be answered until Washington dropped hostile policies. The diplomat said in a statement that the attempts at contact were made by sending emails and telephone messages via various routes, including by a third country. The first formal rejection of tentative approaches by the new U.S. administration came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting South Korea alongside U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in a first overseas trip by top-level members of Biden's administration. The White House said earlier this month it had reached out to North Korea but received no response and did not elaborate. Local media in Haiti report protesters freed four police officers from behind bars in Haiti's capital as demonstrations over a botched police raid on a gang stronghold and anger at state authorities continued in the city for a fifth day. Masked, heavily armed members of the rogue Phantom 509 group, who described themselves as disaffected police officers and ex-officers, told local media they believed their colleagues had been unjustly detained in a Port-au-Prince police station. The police had no immediate comment on the incident or why the officers had been detained. Tokyo Olympics creative head Hiroshi Sasaki said he had resigned after making a derogatory comment about a popular female Japanese entertainer in the latest controversy over insensitive remarks towards women to hit games organizers. Sasaki said he had told Tokyo 2020 President Seiko Hashimoto late on Wednesday that he was stepping down. Last month, Yoshiro Mori stepped down from his role as president of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee after causing a furor with sexist remarks when he said women talk too much. The 83-year-old Mori, a former prime minister, was replaced by athlete-turned-politician Hashimoto, who has pledged to make gender equality a top priority at the Games. The Olympics are scheduled from July 23rd to August 8th, and the Paralympics from August 24th to September 5th. And the man charged with killing eight people in a series of shootings at massage parlors in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia is set to be arraigned on Thursday. Prosecutors are charging the 21-year-old with eight counts of murder and one count of aggravated assault. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.